food freedom and the contradictions between what we say we want and what we actually agree to do to get it is also on the mind of contributor and Wisconsin foodie Kyle Cherik.
Wisconsin has lost two distinctive and significant beef slaughterhouses in the last month. First, the news of Black Earth Meat's closure, and second, the blow of Cargill shuttering its Milwaukee-Menominee Valley operation and setting 600 folks out of a job. News of both closings came within a week, and though the world went on ordering tenderloins and T-bones, burgers and beefsteak, it gave a foodie like me more than pause. Black Earth Meats scaled up from a small-town butcher shop 7 years ago, helmed by Bartlett Durand, labeled the Zen Butcher by the press, and was, by his own definition, a humane meat processor. Bartlett came to his calling after travels in India and the health benefits of clean animal proteins after maintaining a diet as a vegetarian. What humane meant in practical terms was that the animals Black Earth processed were raised in small numbers on pasture, free of antibiotics and hormones. Black Earth Meats operated the only certified organic and animal welfare approved slaughter facility in central Wisconsin. Close to Madison and Milwaukee, it was perfectly situated to serve the local vore, foodie, conscious eating customers in the state's two biggest and best restaurant towns. Arguments that the beef, pork, and lamb coming out of Black Earth Meats tasted better were not unfounded either. 3 years ago, as folks who want to know where their food comes from kept calling, Black Earth's production went from processing 70 animals a week to more than double. Black Earth is a village of roughly 1,300 residents in Dane County. As the humane processor's business expanded, complaints of animal noises, blood, trucks offloading livestock, and the general discontent over the reality of getting animals processed were made. The culmination was the village's insistence the processor move, and in response, Black Earth Meats suing the village. I take no sides here. As the Wisconsin foodie, I wish and work for more humane animal processors like Black Earth Meats to spring up all over the country. Factory farms account for 37% of America's methane emissions. Methane has more than 20 times the global warming potential of CO2. As a Wisconsinite familiar with the many layers of small-town personalities and politics, I know better than to imagine the whole story gets to print. Blood in the streets should be avoided, small town or not. Details on the legal shouting match can be found with one Google search. I get lost after the first paragraph. From 30,000 feet, the perfect storm between folks who want humanely processed meat and the literal growing hunger in the market for that style of food, and a small town reckoning with change they never sought, seem to come together. The downside is chef friends all over Madison and Milwaukee telling me they lost a vital resource for the kind of proteins they love to work with and in many cases relied on for their business. Small family farmers lost access to affordability in processing. Strangely, Wisconsin is home to only 4 or 5 small-scale processors. Now that Black Earth Meats is closed, none are animal welfare approved. In some cases, for the small farmers, that cost chasm of transport cannot be bridged. As Black Earth Meats closed its doors, a lot of tasty and humane dishes, along with the profits for the restaurants that keep South and Central Wisconsin's cooking scene so vital and relevant, disappeared too. Some 100 miles away, a meat processing plant that had operated since the 1940s on the banks of the Milwaukee River owned by Cargill gave its 600 employees a 2-day notice and closed its doors. The president of Cargill Beef said, "The harsh reality is that the U.S. beef cattle herd is at its lowest level since 1951, and any significant herd expansion years away. The nation's recent drought, skyrocketing land, and feed prices prior to that are all factors, while demand ticks ever upward as third-world countries climb towards being first-world contenders. They want the North American and European menus and the animal proteins that are a daily cornerstone of those menus. Approximately 10 billion meat and dairy animals are raised every year in America. Yet beef farmers, who have answered the consumer call in the last years, are holding back cows and steers to keep prices high and breeding more for new markets. It strikes me as odd, as the Wisconsin foodie, where in one Wisconsin town there is plenty of need and desire for humanely processed beef, but in essence the neighbors say, not here. Yet in another city in the same state, 600 people say, this is what we do, factory farms are not, and there's not enough supply, so we're just going to close. When asked, what's your show about? I always say, at its essence, it's about where your food comes from. Do you remember that 1980s Wendy's ad sticking it to the fast food competition with the little old lady opining, where's the beef? Well, in Wisconsin, it's lost somewhere in the middle between what we claim to be important about our food system and what we have taken for granted for far too long.
Lake Effect contributor Kyle Cherik is the host of the public television show Wisconsin Foodie. And I'm Bonnie North, thanking you again, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh Air comes your way next. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock. Yeah.